Welcome to Just Wanna Quilt, a research podcast coming out of Tulane University Law School, where we explore all kinds of things, stories about quilting, tools, field trips, maybe some famous quilters stop by, and of course, a little bit of copyright thrown in just for fun. My name's Elizabeth Townsend Gard. I'm a law professor at Tulane University Law School, and I just wanna quilt. All right, so this is Elizabeth. This is our weekly wrap-up of what happened this week. So this week we had Susan Bluxrud. She is a quilter and a romance novelist. She talked to us about sort of her quilting life and also why she decided to write romance novels, which is really interesting. Seth Hackler also came. He is from Quilting on a Budget Facebook group. He also has a men-only quilting group on Facebook. His Facebook group is really fun and nice and very sweet and kind. But also, it was this crazy thing. It grew from within a year, it grew to 30,000 people and they closed it. So we talked to him about his philosophy and sort of what that group was. So that's cool. And then Seth shared after the interview, he talked about his mom and how he had quilted with his mom. And then after the interview, when he sent pictures for the webpage, he started to talk about sort of more about sort of how it was to, his mom passed away and he used the scrubs from his mom's, she was in the medical field, to make a quilt. And then he started to talk about that in an email, and we posted that as part of the webpage. And it's such a moving story. It makes me cry every time I read it. But it's about sort of his process of healing through quilting and the birth of his daughter and all these other things. So check that out on our web at justwantaquilt.com. And you can just look him up either on the schedule or under podcast. It'll have his name. So that was Monday. On Wednesday, we had Rachel Bishop of Quilted Owl. She's just a regular quilter. She's been quilting about 3 years, and she's a maniac. She's really great at quilting. She started a block of the month at Quilted Owl that's kind of interesting and innovative, and I'm part of that to experience it. And she is super fun, young, kind of way into social media, and she came on Wednesday. Surprise, we didn't actually do the surprise. Wait and see. We will have it up and running next week, but we're working on our first giveaway. The giveaway will be a box from June Taylor. June Taylor makes all kinds of tools and cutting things and all kinds of stuff. They've sent me two boxes for our research purposes, and I'm going to send out some stuff there to you guys too. But they are going to be giving us a box for you all. So we're going to figure out how to do that, how to do a giveaway. But that was something we were in negotiation with and figuring out this week. So we'll probably get that up and running next week. Other things that happened, we have a part of our quilting army is at QuiltCon this week, which is in Pasadena. Jeanette is there for us. And I'm so psyched. So we are getting live Facebook videos from there. She's posting pictures. If you don't know, QuiltCon is the modern Quilt Guild's show. So it's a big deal show. We were able to get Jeanette a press pass, which is so cool. And she's out there reporting for us. She's also gathering new contacts for people to interview and just enjoying the beautiful quilts. So you'll see on our Facebook page some of her images. Finally, we did a couple of polls. I tried to do some polls this week. Go back and take a look if you can find them. One was on the giveaway of how we should do the giveaway. And so far, people are suggesting that we have people post ugly, the worst sewing you've ever done. So ugly pictures of things that you've done. And ironically, I'm almost done with this, I promise. My law students were trying to get our Instagram page up and running, and they picked one of the quilts I'm mortified about and put it up, and they thought it was really pretty, and I was like, oh my gosh, the quilting is the worst, the piecing is the worst, but they didn't really know that or understand. So we'll figure that out. We're gonna sort of I gotta make some decisions and talk more to you guys, but we are working on the giveaway. I also put up a poll about What was the other poll about? I can't remember. We also, I've asked you guys to tell me about your superpowers. So you're my army. We're all in this army together. And what we're trying to do is figure out how we can use your superpowers to build an amazing space. So there's lots of different things you can do. But tell me more about who you are and what you can do, and if you're willing to do something. It's just for fun, so it's not an obligation. I can't remember what our other poll was, so hold on just a second. Okay, so our other poll was about things that are fun. So the idea is for a space to have fun things happening. And here are the couple of ideas I came up with, but if you all have ideas, that would be super great. So UFOs. So post your UFO and someone else takes it and we mail it to them. Quilts. I would love to give away quilts. I would love to figure out a way for people to give away an actual quilt. Projects that never get done. I think I'm going to post one of those. And if somebody wants to actually finish it, that would be great because this is one of them that is really is haunting me. And I think we maybe did a little bit of it, but then my daughter and I thought, eh, we're not that into it. And then product giveaways. So as we have our research sponsors send us boxes for me to look at and understand the intellectual property, we're now trying to ask our research sponsors to send a second box for you all. So one question is, should we have somebody, a random person, get a big box of lots of stuff, or open that box and have little bits go to different people? So we got to work that out. So this is the end of week three. Our numbers are looking great. Tell people about the show. We're now on iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spreaker. We're on all these other podcast platforms. You all are just insanely awesome, beyond awesome. It is so much fun to have you all a part of my life and part of the quilting army. Just keep participating, and there's tons of things to do. Okay, so last thing. We are the students, the IP and entrepreneurship students. We are thinking about a couple of new things. First, the Pinterest page. If somebody would like, a bunch of you, to curate a page on our Pinterest page, a board on our Pinterest page, let me know. So we'd like to start to have that as different curated boards, and we can get you set up on our Pinterest page. So if you are really into heirloom quilting, Cheryl has Sloboda has a quilting, she's way into that, but that was just an example. Long arm quilting, I think about Edith. Other things, you're way into triangles, you can curate a board for us. Also, we're looking for someone, a number of you, to help us with our Instagram page, posting things, taking photos from our Facebook page and posting them on Instagram, and having a vibrant space for Instagram. So those are the two things that came up. Also, potentially how-to videos on our YouTube channel. So if you want to do a how-to video, let me know. Those are our three main jobs we're looking for people to help with, and it can be more than one. Also going on field trips and reporting on field trips, thinking about things out there. That's another thing we're really looking at. What we're really trying to do, the underlying goal for me, is to really understand this quilting world so that I can write about it in an academic way. Also, just it's really fun. So again, thinking through all the different aspects of that and how we use us, our army, to get to those spaces. So that's what's it. Coming up next week, I'm not sure yet. I will post when I know more about it. But we will have Amy Newbold from Sewtopia. We will have Jill Rep from June Taylor talking about some products, and a few others once I get them all up and running. So thanks again for listening. This is the recap for week three. So this is Elizabeth Townsend-Gard. You've been listening to Just Wanna Quilt, a research podcast coming out of Tulane University Law School. We want to hear from you. Join our army, our quilting army. Go to our Facebook page. Suggest people to be interviewed. Suggest yourself to be interviewed. We are excited to hear from you. But most importantly, I hope you get a chance to quilt today.